Le'ilui nishmas rav kleinim es kamish ben avili melech. Shabbos perek yudalad mishnah aleph. Shmoyne shrotzim amurim b'torah. The eight shrotzim that are mentioned in the Torah in Parshas Shemini. Hatzadin, if one traps them, v'achoyvel b'hem, or causes a wound to them, chayiv. He's chayiv. So let's first focusing on trapping. The Rav says over here, because these eight shrotzim are things that are trapped. The min, the species of each one of them, is normally used to trap. Why is a chayvel chayiv on the shmona shrotzim? So first of all, why is chayvel on Shabbos b'chlal chayiv? So there are three reasons given by the Rishonim. Rashi, which is not brought down here by the Rav, but Rashi says that it's a tolda of shochet, of nitilus neshama, and shechting. And specifically by shrotzim that have thick skins like this, it's a chabura she'enu chazaretz, it's a wound that doesn't heal fully. And therefore it's like shechita. The Rav brings two different pshatim, and those pshatim are, one, it's because of mefarik, like dush. The reason it's mefarik is that the blood that's in the meat goes to the outside of the meat, towards the skin. So it's taking blood from one place and pulling it out to another place, like dush. Or the other pshat is that the skin is going to be colored by this blood. Now other shrotzim, their skin is not so thick, so therefore the blood, even if there is a wound, it'll go back. A wound will not stay right under its skin or in the skin. Now, the Rav's going to say later in the Mishnah that the only reason you're chayiv is because you needed the blood. But if stam, if a person just wounds one of these shrotzim, stam, just to wound it, then he wouldn't be chayiv. Because that's being mekalkel, and that's not constructive. But let me say, if he needs the blood and it doesn't come out, why are you chayiv? Fractatisis yontif. The blood didn't fully come out. So you said it's similar to writing shame mishmuel, that you wanted to write shmuel, but you wrote shame, and you're still chayiv because shame is something. So too, the blood that's not on the outside yet, that's something too. Frektib kiveger, what is that? If you wanted blood to come out, because they used to feed their dogs blood, and if you didn't have the blood come out of the sherets, it's not like the word shame, which is a word. Blood that's right under the skin that doesn't come out is useless. So kiveger says that perhaps it is useful because the skin will have, and the meat itself, I guess, will have more blood. It'll be a bloodier meat. He says it's a little daichik, but that's one of the options that he gives. That could be the pshat. And the Mishnah continues, Ushar shkatzim ramasim, and other types of shkatzim ramasim, hachoyvel behen potter. So if a person tries to wound, let's say, a worm. So if the blood for sure comes out, so then you're chayiv. But if the blood doesn't come out, even though maybe one can see it, like it looks like a wound, since the skin is very soft, it's almost like the skin is almost like the rest of the meat of the animal. It's just going to go right back into the meat of the animal. So you weren't really mefarik. You didn't do dush. You didn't color it because the blood's going right back. If you learn that it's a pshat, that it's like shchita, that's not going to happen as well because the blood is not going to go out of it. Masha ein kein, if it had skin like the shmona shotzim that is really thick, the blood eventually, if it goes into the skin, it will eventually go out of the animal as well. Hatzadon l'tzorei chayiv. If a person traps them for his own needs, he's chayiv. Shaloi l'tzorei chpater. But if he does not trap it for its own needs, rather he traps other shkatzim or masim, dafka that it shouldn't bite him or something like that, he's pater. The Rav says dafka, the type of animal, but that's ein b'mina nitsa, that it's not normally trapped. But if it's normally trapped, l'chayiv, according to the Rav, he would hold that you're chayiv. And this is like the Rambam. The Rav holds like the Rambam, that melacha shein etzrich l'guf is chayiv. So even if one is trapping something, it should bite. If it's min or nitzud, then it would be chayiv. Taisus asks on this. Most learn that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon, the melacha shein tzrichu legufa is pater. And therefore, even if the thing that you're trapping is b'min or nitzud, if it's litzorich, then you're going to be chayiv. But if it's loy litzorich, you're going to be pater like Rabbi Shimon. Because it's melacha shein tzrichu legufa. Now the Shmona Shrotzim themselves, why we didn't bring up this chilik, whether it was letzarech, lo letzarech, legabe hatzadon in the reish of the Mishnah, is because stam, the eight shrotzim that are mentioned are usually letzarech because they are b'mino nitzud and they're not usually dangerous animals. So therefore, mistama, it's chayiv. But other ones, it depends. Because the shmona shrotzim, it's not the derech that they would cause damage and you would be afraid of them. That's what the Ran says. Mishnah continues, chayiv oif shebishuso, domesticated chayis or oafs that are in your rishus, let's say like a horse or things like that. Hatsadon potter. If a person traps them, he's potter, because that's not called trapping, because they're not running away from you. They're domesticated, and they're already in your shus. V'achovu ben chayiv. But if a person is chayiv with them, he's chayiv, because they do have skin. And here the Rav says, dafka, if you did it, because you needed the blood. But stam, if a person is chayiv to be mazik, he'd be potter. Now the Rav held Rekab Yehuda, M'lach Shein Etzrich L'Gufa, is chayiv, And the reason that you're potter is because it's not even a malacha. It's just kilkel. But it could be some mafarshim learn that according to Bishimin, who normally is more mekel, that even stam being mekalkel by chabura, since choivel is different from all other malachas, it could be according to Bishimin, Rabbi Shimon actually says this, that you be chayv even if there is no need for the blood.